Perhaps you're hearing news about what could be at a ballpark this summer.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jill. No one can stop you if you have the will. So let's root, root, root for a girl's dream. We're adding our face to the game.
Ball.
Yeah, play ball indeed. You're with Dave and Pat and Charlie in the studio. Art Lewis, I know you were singing along in your home studio.
Cracker Jill's.
Yeah, Cracker Jill. It's brand new, Frito-Lay announcing it. And it's going to be a permanent member of its snack roster as a way to celebrate women who break down barriers in sports. It says Frito-Lay. The snack is going to be available in pro ballparks this summer. And $5 of all sales, each sale, a donation of $5 will go to the Women's Sports Foundation.
Wow, what do they cost?
Yeah. Well, I think that's just when you purchase it, there'll be a donation made. So don't have a cost here. I hope it's the same as a regular Cracker Jack.
Yeah. It's in a ballpark. What do you expect?
It might be $5.
That's what I'm afraid
or more.
Of. Yeah.
There's an interesting video. The singer, by the way, the artist was Normani. I'm not familiar with her. Beautiful voice, so I got to say that. Mm-hmm. As she sings the song now, utilizing the Cracker Jill theme. Personally, I don't care. I just want to have my Cracker Jack, Cracker Jill, whatever it is. I won't say this for Frito-Lay. Whatever you do, you need to put more peanuts in that. You've been skimping on it the past number of years. And I've already bought my boxes of Cracker Jack for Friday for opening day. And right. Just a tasty treat. But, yeah, the peanuts seemingly have been sparse.
I buy the bags. There's more in them.
Oh, okay. Is there a price differential or?
I don't know.
Bags of Cracker Jack or bags of peanuts?
Bags of Cracker Jack.
Oh, okay.
With peanuts.
They just seem more appropriate out of the box.
You can get them at fast food stores, you know, convenience stores, gas stations.
You see, but Art in his wealthiness, he doesn't care about the price. Well, I have to pay attention to the price. Art, what's the price? I don't care.
I don't care. I said, I don't know.
Well, there you go. That's the same as it.
Because he hasn't paid any attention to the price, right? Yeah.
Have you noticed the nut content in your bags of Cracker Jack? I mean, do you think there's...
There's more in the bag than there is in the box, no doubt. There's at least a couple of boxes in the bag. Mm.
All right, well... Just saying. So Cracker Jack, Cracker Jill, whatever you're... We have the video, by the way, on our Morning Team Show page. You want to check it out.
And they have a different appearance of the Jill on each of the bags, I noticed.
Yeah, they're going to have five specialty bags.
Yeah.
But I understand.
Like one
she's
wearing a skirt. In other words, wearing a pair of slacks. Yeah, variety.
So that's just brand new, announced by Frito-Lay.
So can we expect from this that there will be women playing professional baseball at some point?
Never know. Hey...
I mean, if they're qualified, I don't have a problem with it. If they're qualified.
Not saying anything against. I better not. Just saying that any girls that want to play for me this year, I'm happy to take them.
you need some players, eh?
We need some players. I've seen the way some of those girls throw. They don't throw like girls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm just digging a deeper hole now. Here I am. Talking about achievements in women, I'm going back to the cliche.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe when they throw softball how fast they can move that ball.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, there are women athletes that are
ball players.
Yes.
There's no question about it. Heck yeah. I wouldn't want to stand there in a softball.
No, not
like
at
that.
All.
They're close, and then they launch themselves
at
you. Look out.
I would not doubt that the day comes along when someone... We'll promote one of those young women into professional baseball.
We'll find
Bound
out.
Happen.
We'll find out.
Probably happen at the minor league level to start, if it hasn't already. But
wouldn't want to face a Serena Williams serve.
Got that right.
You can name any number of sports.
Yeah.
If that treat doesn't thrill you, how about this treat? Let's see if I can show you a picture of this, guys. On our Morning Team Show page, if you're there, I've posted this picture. Let's see what this right here. You see what this bottom photo says there, Pat? You might be able to see that a little bit better. See what it says?
So
says Mike Tyson bites.
Yes.
it looks like they are the shape of an ear.
Yes, I heard about these.
Mike Tyson, his new line of cannabis gummies in the shape of an ear with a bite out of it, and the famous Evander Holyfield chomp that he took years ago. However, he's not allowed to sell this new line. Apparently, the cannabis company, Tyson, which wants to sell the ear-shaped edibles in Colorado, can't sell them in Colorado because state law prohibits marijuana edibles from being shaped in any kind of human form, animal form, or other images that they say could attract children.
So they just can't sell it in Colorado.
That's what it says here. So now they're going to have to change it, but I guess this is where he's launching it. He's changing the ear shape then to just the simple letter T for Tyson.
They come in an aluminum can or something? There's a can alongside the gummies.
That looks like a bag.
Oh, is it a bag?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of tough from your
dad. It looks like a can with a pop top on it.
Mike's Bites.
Okay. I won't be buying any of those.
I know.
Another one of those.
No matter what the price.
A marketing failure.
You know, we like to taste test. I'll taste test the Cracker Jill. You guys can do the Mike Tyson Bites if you want.
No thanks.
Or how about this little quick food item here for you? I've got a little food theme going on here. This is actually coming from Germany. And apparently, many restaurants and shops in Germany are removing French fries from their menu.
Oh, they are.
They are.
Oh.
They are.
On a health kick or what?
Because ever since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, there's been a shortage of the cooking oils.
That used to be
imported.
So there's a legitimate reason.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Legitimate reason.
Yeah. All right. Because of the sunflower oil and other oils that is used, and they're feared that they're going to run short. And so with the facing of the shortage, some are again removing French fries.
Yeah. There's one other little note today to talk about, too.
Oh, what's that?
COVID is officially over.
It has been for me ever since it started, but go ahead. What are you saying?
COVID is officially over because Mickey Mouse is going to be allowed to hug guests again.
Oh, that's right. You go to Disney, you now hug Cinderella and Snow White and everybody else. Except for Pat Johnston, who never hugged anybody.
I've never heard of that anyway.
Yeah. Mickey approaches Pat and he's like,
"Get away, you rodent."
Most people welcome him with opening arms. Pat's running the other way. Did you ever go to Disney as a youngster?
I was 4 years old, so I didn't care about germs then. Yeah, there's all kinds of pictures of me hugging everybody and chasing Tigger around and everything. But
those pictures.
Look how misplaced your germophobia is. You were 4 years old. You hugged everybody. You didn't care.
Yep.
And here you are today. You survived.
I did survive. How? I don't know. But yeah, I did.
You had a better immune system as a youngster.
And I hope this is not a sign of, I don't know. I just don't want this being something that we're going to worry about on Friday. But there is already a baseball game being postponed on Friday.
What?
Yeah. They're already postponing the Twins-Mariners game in Minneapolis due to bad weather. That's starting on Friday, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's baseball. That's fine.
Let's hope that
bad weather is all
right. Does not portend things here.
No, it's true.